Okay, good morning. If I had to give a title to this morning's shiur, it would probably be Family Values, the issue that the Ksav HaKabbalah talks about mostly this week, is the issue of the importance of the Jewish family. It's not something that's stressed necessarily so much in the Torah. But, of course, Parshas Bamidbar deals a lot with counting the Jewish people. It's no coincidence that Parshas Bamidbar always falls out right before Shavuos. This year we literally have Shabbos going right into Shavuos, this Parsha. So it could be, hopefully, we'll be able to connect some of the themes also to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which I think they certainly lend themselves. They certainly lend themselves to such a discussion and analysis. So we'll begin with the words Kol Yotzei Tzava. So this is a lot about counting, and the Torah uses some funny words for counting. Take a look at Pasuk Gimel, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Miben Esrim Shana V'Mala. So we're counting up the whole Jewish people. Rashi famously says, "Why is God counting the Jewish people? Mitoch Chibasan Lefanav, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, so He counts us all the time." Again, I say it's interesting. Parshas by Midbar, this whole counting took place in the Midbar. The Torah was given in the Midbar. Counting every single Jew before Shavuos certainly has relevance to the fact that we are calling out the attention, the unique abilities of each Jew. We'll talk about that in a moment. But so here the Torah, we're counting the Jewish people, and the Torah doesn't give an immediate reason. But Rashi explains, "Kshaba lahashros shchinaso aleihem min ha'an," that somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to be Mashre his Shechina. Be'echad b'Nisan hukam ha-Mishkan. The Mishkan was put up on the first day of Nisan, Rashi says. Uve'echad b'Iyar, 1 month later, he counted the Jewish people. He's bringing his Shechina into the Jewish people, so he's counting every Jew. So the Ksav HaKabbalah is going to talk about that connection. Why? What's the connection between bringing his Shechina down to the Jewish people and counting every Jew? So, in Pasuk Gimel, the Torah says, "Miben Esrim Shana V'Mala," count the Jewish people, 20 people and up, "Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael." So I guess the simple pshat, we would read this as the army, and that's the way Rashi understands it, "Kol Yotzei Tzava." Who cares about the army now? They're not fighting any war yet, you know. So, but Rashi says, "Magid She'en Yotzei B'Tzava Pachas V'En Esrim." Okay, a soldier is not supposed to be a soldier until he's 20 years old. So the Ksav HaKabbalah has a dramatically different take on this, as he always does. So let's take a look. Kol Yotzei Tzava. Ta'amo l'dati. So the Ksav HaKabbalah says, I think what these words mean. Kol Yotzei Tzava. No, it's not referring to the army. Rather, Kol Zera Kosher. Yotzei is a reference to Zera, children. And Tzava means righteous children or kosher children. Children that are not from a out of wedlock, kosher kids, meaning not mamzerim, not psulei kol, but that the family was conducted with the appropriate family values, and the husband and wife were, you know, loyal to each other. That's what they were counting. Listen to this. Ki lashin yitzia yishum hashala tolada. So yotze means having kids. Vazera kemot tzei amcha. From your loins will come out kings. I mean, you give birth to kings. Tzva kamo tzivos gay. Now, tzva, so yotze means children. Tzva kamo tzivos gayim. The targum tushbachta amamaya. The targum on the pasuk tzivos gay means tushbachta. Tushbachta means the best of the nations. Something exalted or glorious or elevated or blessed. V'chein tzvihi l'chol ha'aratzos. Pasuk in Yecheskel referring to Eretz Yisrael as Eretz HaTzvi. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Shechter wrote a sefer called Eretz HaTzvi. His name is Tzvi, but Eretz HaTzvi is this pasuk in Yecheskel. Eretz Yisrael is referred to Eretz HaTzvi. Tzvi means exalted, elevated. So Yotzei Tzava means kids who are elevated. Kids who are kosher, that's what he's counting for. Tagamo, tushbacha, shevach, an exalted, praised, elevated land. V'tam yotzei tzara, zera mishubach. V'yet tzava toar liyotzei. Tzava is in description, is adjectival to the word yotzei. Yotzei means kids. Tzava means what kind of a kids. How do I describe those kids? Elevated, kosher, praiseworthy kids. So what's the point of this, says the Ksava Kabbalah? So it's interesting, a whole new pshat. Yotzei Tzav has nothing to do with the army, nothing to do with the army. So what does it mean? So why is the Torah referring to the Jewish people who are being counted now as Yotzei Tzav? Says the Ksava Kabbalah. V'amechuvan b'zeh, the idea here is lohodia, shehisyach susam leves avosam, lohaya mitzad sheholchen acha rov b'ilos shehem in abal. That comparing them, bring a chair, Barry. Sorry. Comparing them, levei savosam. Yeah, you got right here, Barry. Yeah, you're good, you're good. There you go. That comparing them, levei savosam, right? The last pasuk said, Se'u'es rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael, count the Jewish people, lemishpachosam, levei savosam. According to their families, and according to their base avosam, means like their broader families, like the whole clan. The base avosam. B'mispashe mos, kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael. So explains the Ksava Kabbal. She'se'achsu salmeis lo'im mitzat shalochan acharu b'yil shemen abal. It doesn't mean that we would just go after the father. Ki'im omnam hayu be'emes zera mishubach v'kosher. Rather, the point here is that the Jewish people in the desert were a zera mishubach v'kasher. They were an exalted, praiseworthy, holy people. Meaning, kilo haisa zenus b'nehem. There was no zenus amongst Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. There was no exchanging of wives. Family values, the family unit was sacrosanct. It was precious. Everybody stuck with their own wives. They did not have this problem of people violating this issue of znus. That's what it means, yotzei tzava. All the kids were kosher. All the kids were of an appropriate lineage and ancestry and heritage. The Jewish people were very careful about that in the desert, even before the giving of the Torah. They were very careful over the fact that this wasn't before the giving of the Torah. This was afterwards, but the Jewish people were very careful about this issue. Yeah, exactly. He's going to mention that in a moment. Excellent. He says, "Well, and since this counting was right when they finished building the Mishkan, and God is just beginning to rest His presence amongst the Jewish people in the Mishkan." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the process of fulfilling his promise of you build me a Mishkan and I am going to dwell in your midst. Well, says the Rabbanu Shlom, if I'm going to dwell in your midst, when we count you up, I have to make sure that all your kids are kosher, that there's no mamzerus in the Jewish people, that there's no exchanging of wives, there's no defilement of the family unit, of the family structure. Why? Because we have a Gemara in Maseches Kedushin. La'ashkin shechina b'nehem. Ve'ein ha'shechina shora ela al mishpachos miyuchasos shebi Yisrael. God cannot dwell His presence on families when the families don't have proper yichus. Proper yichus means kosher Jewish parents. That people aren't exchanging wives and you don't have kids being born out of wedlock. That there's going to be the appropriate family values, and the husband is only going to have eyes for his wife, and the wife is only going to be loyal to the husband. There's going to be that strong family unit, family dynamic, and the children that are going to be produced are going to be zera kosher, holy Jewish children. Kedamrinim b'kiddushin, lochein hikpid, hakasav lodia, shehayu kulam yotzei tzava. That's what yotzei tzava means. Nothing to do with the army. Klomar, zera mishubach, zera kosher, misulak, removed, mikol pegam mishpacha, from any problems of ancestry, and lineage removed mikol pagam mishpacha. The Chazar Chazarod v'Amar Tifkidu Osam L'Tzivosam Shatachlas Hamukum B'Kidus Haminyan L'Tzivosam L'Das Minyan Zera Hamishubach. We want to know how many Jewish members, how much Zera Mishubach, how many kids who are born from appropriate Jewish marriages are there? She'ein b'hem psol me'umah. U'ruyum l'ashuras ha'shechina b'neim. So they'll be roi for ha'shuras ha'shechina. U'matzasi b'medesh rabbeseinu, tifkidu osam l'tzivosam, zeru sham ha'kosam me'asher yikras b'einai, nechbalata v'ani ha'avticha, omar lo Yaakov, baruch hu Yaakov, yokarata b'einai, it says in Medrash, God says to Yaakov, yokarata b'einai, you are precious to me. Shalachol u'ma lo nosati lehem minyan. Every other nation, I don't count. I don't care how many they are. Ulechana sati minyan. To you, I've given a count. Mashal lemelech shahayelo granos harbe. Like a king that has many, many granaries. Vayukul maleos tevin vakashin. All of them were filled with straw and wheat and all kinds of straw. Vilahay medakti kmehi didn't count much he had. But hayasalo goranechas maleachitim. He had one very special grain filled with wheat. Amar leben beso. Meneli Kamakur and Yeshua, I want you to count this one that has the best, that has the wheat, that has the best grain.
Kurin.
How many kur? Kur is a measure.
Kur,
yeah. How many kur? Yeshbo. Mavor b'divrayim. Shapir shemilas letzivosam lina chashivas vayokra. So you see from that medrash that letzivosam means it's chashivas. The Jewish people had chashivas. V'lios davar zeh yokra ma'od. Says the Sava Kabbalah. This idea that the Jewish people kept to the family values, husbands stuck with their wives, and they only had children within wedlock, this issue was very, very precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebemachana gedola kazu, mishesh meos elef, 600,000 people, they didn't find one husband that cheated on his wife. Not one woman that cheated. Kishesh meos elef, lo yimtza psol mishpacha. Look at the whole first few chapters of Bamidbar. It keeps saying, "Kol Yotzei Tzava, Kol Yotzei Tzava, Kol Yotzei Tzava." Says the Ksava Kabbalah, an original interpretation, because everything the man says is completely original. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, "Kol Yotzei Tzava" means that the family unit was Matovu Alecha Yaakov. The family was strong with one another. The husbands and the wives. There was no hanky panky going on. Mishloshim pamim. It says it 30 times. Bechol shevet v'shevet. It keeps saying kol yotzei tzava ulitzivosam. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah. It's got nothing to do with the army. V'chein b'sidur adgolim amuchalecha degel machaneh litzivosam. V'chazarim utzva'av ufkudav lahoros al ha'inyan ha'nifla halazeh, on this amazing thing. Shekol echad mehem haya yotzei tzava. Klomar zera mishubach, v'lachein chal gamal klalusam shem litziv osam. Therefore, when you talk about the tribe as a whole, it was called litziv osam. Tzava from the language of tzav, which means elevated, dignified, praiseworthy. That's where the word tzava comes from. And he's going to
Maybe it's sacrilegious, but is that just an interpretation, possibly after the fact? I mean, these were slaves. We don't really know what their mentality was. They were broken men. We know about Moshe's parents. They got divorced. That was one view, right? He didn't want to bring children into this. But another view could be that these people were just so beaten down that they weren't thinking about anything but just how to live their daily existence.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Say, at the end of the day, though, the fact that they remained in their families was the reason that HaKadosh Baruch was able to be master as Shechina. That's what he's saying. Had it not been that way, okay, maybe it was just because they were beaten down. Could be. At the end of the day, though, that wasn't their area of challenge. That wasn't the area that they ran into. But he actually brings it back to the connection to the army. He says, "V'inei b'chol shalosh d'gom v'shalom b'cham asam litziv osam." Only Delon Machan Dam doesn't say the word litziv osam. Maybe because they had a little in the end of Pasha's Emma, there was one family that didn't stay together. Right. So, and they were from Dun.
There was a special situation.
Exactly. Ramban says Yotzei Lahakel, so he doesn't like the other pshatim. He doesn't like it. Well, lo yadati. Fine. Why? If it's just to teach us about the army, why does it have to keep him repeating in every pasuk? Anyway, so I thought we could, derive from this just a strengthening in the inyan of Shalom Bayis and in the sanctity of the Jewish family. Sanctity of the Jewish family. You keep seeing in the Pesukim, L'mishpachosam, L'tzivosam, how important it is to put that emphasis on family, on the family staying together, on the family being a family unit, and trying to communicate the lesson to our kids about the importance of the Jewish family. I know I'm being recorded here, but just one of the things that... There are movements that are challenging the root of the Jewish family, challenging the root of husbands and wives. This is one of the big challenges of the homosexual movement, because we say that ain shechina shora, that the shechina is not shora unless mishpachos miyuchasos, having the children born in a family unit and with family values. So this is an important lesson, not just about that, but even within our own families, to make sure that the family unit is strong and that the family stays together and that our kids learn appropriate family values, that the husband and wife, and that our kids learn how husband and wife have to be, there's no compromise. And a lot of times, especially the kids go out in the world and they go to the office, they go to the jobs, wherever it is, and there's all kinds of rules in the office that aren't the rules of the Jewish family structure. We have to figure out a way to try to inoculate our kids against that atmosphere that they face in the office. In the office, you know, flirting and all this kind of stuff that you know all better than me. In my office, doesn't really happen that much. Although it happens in our offices too. I'm saying Kal v'chomer, if it happens even on a small level in our offices. So I can only imagine what goes on in the offices where not everybody's. I don't have to imagine. I know what goes on in the offices. So we have to realize that Ein Shechina Shor, reading Parshas Bamidbar, this is before Kabbalas HaTorah, that we're talking about a Kabbalas Hashras HaShechina, right? On Shavuos morning, we're going to recreate Ma'amad Har Sinai. So we have to be mechazik ourselves in this idea. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to rest his presence, just like in the Mishkan, he rested his presence only on where there was very, very strong family values. You have to think about what makes a strong family. How can we re-strengthen our connection to our own wives, to our own families, to our own children? I like to half joke all the time that when I was growing up, so my family didn't go on many vacations, but my wife feels very, very, her family did go on more vacations, so she feels very strongly that every time we're off for a little bit from yeshiva, we've got to go get in the car and drive and bring the kids along, and that the kids should feel that the family unit is something very important, and that this builds the family dynamic. So that's point number one. And we know that Chazal say, Ish v'isha, right, zachu shechina b'neihem, right? If there's zocha, so the shechina will be, that's why you have in the word ish and isha, so aleph shin is in both of them, but then they have a yud and a hey. Ish has the yud, isha has a hey, aside from the ish, aleph shin. So if there's zocha, the fire can be a fire of connection to the Rabbanu Shalom. If they're not zocha, then the Gemara says, then it's just, they'll get burnt up in the fire. But there's the shechina, the yud and the hey is together, right? Zachu, Chazal say, ish v'isha shezachu, if you're zocha to a good marriage, then the Shechina can be present in that good marriage, right? The Shechina can be present in the bias when there are those family values. So we have to remind ourselves and remember how we are blessed to be married and to have the families that we have, and to not look outside that unit. If we want the Shechina to be shore in our homes, we have to make sure to not look outside. Oh, let's continue. Told Osam leMishpachah Osam leVeisav Osam Pirush Shekol Echad Ba El Moshe. So told Osam leMishpachah Osam leVeisav Osam. So how did the count go? So I've always been fascinated by this. And again, Parshas Bamidbar being right before Shavuos, right? Going, every single Jew counts, right? Moshe Rabbeinu personally counted every single Jew. And look the way the Ksav HaGdol also continues that. Pirush, Shekol Echad Ba El Moshe. Each individual person came to Moshe. V'hisyaches Lefanav Al Mishpachto V'Al Beisav Shelo. And told Moshe from what family he was and from what Beisav clan. Shamishpachos Chaluk LeBeisavos V'Kol Echad Kasav Es Shemo Lefanav V'Lo Shem Aviv. Everyone wrote his own name in front of Moshe, and not the name of his father. V'zeosh kasav legulgulosam, each head. Shehashem ikaro begulgulas. The name goes on each head, each person. V'hodiyenu is a shalosh shalchu shmosam l'Moshe. They didn't send their names to Moshe. Rak, bo'u heim atzmam l'fanav. They didn't send their names to Moshe. They themselves, each head, legulgulosam. Each head came before Moshe. V'kasav kol gulgulas b'shmo. And each head wrote his own name. V'amar b'mispar shemos. The lo demish kasav aklalim levad b'chomish bracha o beisav o kolav kama banim yeshla. They didn't do it by family. They did it by each individual. Each individual had to say his name to Moshe. B'mispar shemos lahagra de pasuk ze ala yichlus v'pasuk abal aminyan. Ki achar sheyigidu shmosam. After they would tell Moshe what their name was, then manu kol hashemos shekol hashevet. Then they counted the whole shevet. The word mispar means he said it over. Mispar from lashon lisaper, not a number, but to tell. With the mouth that's going to express it. Not the number, but the steeding. So each one came to Moshe Rabbeinu and told Moshe, "Das is my numen." This is my name. That's what he told Moshe Rabbeinu. This is my name. It was important for each member of Klal Yisrael to state to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is my name. So I like to say about this. I mean, some of you know that I have a little bit of a shtick with names in the yeshiva. I'm into the names. I'm into the full Hebrew name. That's one of my shticklach. But it's not just a shticklach. There's a method to the madness. There's a method to the madness. Because if the principal makes it his business to know each person's full Hebrew name, and that's a special kavod that each kid feels that he has from the principal. So it's a way of me trying to tell over to give chashivas to each kid by calling him by his full Hebrew name. I'm usually the only person in the world that refers to the kid by that name. That's his name. A name is what gives a person dignity. Dale Carnegie actually once said, to show a man dignity is to remember his name. And I like to say this is my own chiddush, which I saw afterwards. I'm sure I said it in this context many times. But I found it in Rabbi Bender's Haggadah, just came out this year. He quotes from Rabbi Freifeld from Shai Yashav, the original Rosh Hashiva who began Shai Yashav. So I thought it was my own idea. It was my own idea. I thought of it on my own, but apparently Rabbi Freifeld had the same idea. We say every morning in davening, Harofe l'shvure lev u'mechabesh la'atzvo sam, that God heals those who have a broken heart. He should taka heal all those that have a broken heart. Harofe l'shvure lev u'mechabesh la'atzmo sam. Chovesh. In the Israeli army, a chovesh is a medic. Harofe l'shvure lev. He heals that with a broken heart. U'mechabesh la'atzmo sam. Atzur for those who are sad. Mechabesh, chovesh la'atzmo sam. And he heals those who are sad. What's the next pasuk? God counts each stars and calls each star by its name. He counts the number of the stars. To each one, he gives a name. So I always say the pshat, how do you lift somebody out of feeling down? How do you lift somebody out who is shvur elev, he's got a broken heart? Call him by his name. Call him by his name, lift him up, say, you have a name, you have a holy Jewish name. You count. You were in the parish of counting. How did Moshe Rabbeinu count all of Klal Yisrael? He said, he looked at each one, called them by their name, said, what's your name? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu care? Just count. Okay, what do you have to know his name? The name, he says, you count. You're a member of Klal Yisrael. You're chashuv. You are important. You have stature. You have a neshama tahora. You belong as part of Matan Torah. That's why we're counting every Jew. The Shabbos, Chazal say, Bamidbar is always the Shabbos before Shavuos. Always. Always. What's that?
Piktopis. Manu V'atzra.
Manu V'atzra, yeah. Good. The Bamidbar is always the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, because if Hashem is coming to give His Torah to Klal Yisrael, He wants every member of the Jewish people to know, you are part of My people. You count. You are significant. Don't think that you are not, the Torah is not for me. Don't think the Torah is not for me. Yesterday we had a rabbi in DRS who spoke. Very beautiful. Most of you are probably familiar. There's a yeshiva in Connecticut called Waterbury. Mm-hmm. Waterbury. Maybe you are familiar, you're not familiar. It's a very original, new, interesting type of yeshiva. I don't want to go into all the details about Waterbury, but let's keep it short and sweet and simple. Waterbury in the yeshivish world takes every kid who doesn't make it in every other yeshiva. That's what Waterbury pretty much is. It's high school. They take kids who don't make it in any other yeshiva. And this Rabbi Kalish, who's the son of the Rabbi Kalish in Lawrence, I grew up with him in camp. This Rabbi Kalish is the Rosh Yeshiva of Waterbury. And his whole yesod is, when you come to me, you know, every Jew counts, every Jew is a prince, Torah can speak to every Jew. And he takes in almost anybody, and he's unbelievable that he's able to turn kids around who were headed in the wrong direction, and he has a way of just lifting them up and making them feel good and teaching them learning and showing how Torah really can speak to them. He's a uniquely gifted educator. So he came to speak to the whole DRS yesterday. We brought him in to speak. So he said that, you know, the Mishnah says there's three crowns. There's three crowns of the Jewish people. Gimel Ksarim. There's Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus, and Keser Torah. Each of these are called crown. That's why in the Mishkan, the three crowns were around the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, and the Menorah. The Shulchan, the Mizbeach, and the Aron, excuse me. The Aron is Keser Torah, the Shulchan is Keser Malchus, and the Mizbeach is Keser Kahuna. Keser Kahuna. So he says, the Mishnah says, only the Melech, only the Kohen Gadol would wear the tzitz on his head. He had a special garment on his head, only the Kohen Gadol. Keser Malchus is the king. Only he could wear the king. But Keser Torah says, anyone who wants to be Muchter, any Jew could get it. So he says, there's a Marshan Menachos who's discussing the Kalim, who says, where's the Keser Torah? What's the Keser Torah? He says, that's the Tefillin Sharosh. Every Bar Mitzvah boy, we put the Tefillin Sharosh on his head, we say, you have the Keser Torah. Keser Kahuna is only for a special one person. Keser Malchus is only one person. Keser Torah, that's every single person. The Bar Mitzvah boy gets his Tefillin, we say to him, you are Roy for the Keser Torah. Torah has something to say to you. Famously, the Hasidic Shesvarim say, Yisrael is the language of Yesh Shishim Ribo Osios LaTorah. There are 600,000 letters of the Torah because every Jew has a place in Torah. Now, there are really only 300,000, but you know, it's okay. They weren't so close enough. Yesh Shishim Ribo Osios LaTorah. Anyway, so the idea is that we have to try to communicate to our kids that the Torah is for everybody. Everybody has a chelek in Torah. Everybody has a piece of Torah. Everybody could study Torah. And he went on to say, even one mitzvah, one pasuk, you have to be okay with even a little bit. Told over a great story. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, before he learned any Torah, so it says they were so poor that he was picking the straw out of his wife's hair. They had to sleep on straw. They didn't have a normal mattress. And then somebody else came. Someone just got married. They needed And he said, we have to be lucky. They don't even have straw. We at least have straw. And somebody else, they didn't have straw. So his wife said, Zil Gamar. That's when his wife said, if you have that attitude, I want you to go start learning in yeshiva. Rabbi Kiva at 40 years old knew absolutely nothing, started to learn. So Rabbi Kalish said over, he said, you have to have the midah of Sameach Bechelko. Rabbi Akiva was Sameach Bechelko. When you're learning, in a Beis Medrash, which is a place of aspiration, people are always aspiring more and more and more, you have to be Sameach Mechelko. And you have to, if you learn one Pasuk is good, and one Mishnah is good, and then, once you know what you know, then you could aspire to learn more. You could always learn more. You could always aspire to more. But you have to also be Sameach Mechelko. This is what he teaches the kids. That don't worry that you don't know everything. Don't worry that you're not the world's biggest Talmud Chacham. You should be Sameach in the Chelek that you have. And then you can go further. So, anyway, the point here is that every Jew has to feel a connection to Torah. Every Jew has to feel. So when every Jew would present himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, this is my name. Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, oh, your name, you're chashuv. You're important. You wear tefillin shel rosh. You're bar mitzvah boy. You get your tefillin shel rosh. That's your Keser Torah. Your Tefillin Sharosh, Marshad Menachos. Your Keser Torah is your Tefillin Sharosh. If you wear Tefillin Sharosh, you have the Keser Torah. You're somebody who belongs to be part of Klal Yisrael. Every Jew counts. That's what the Pesukim perhaps means. Rabbi Freifeld said. And I was mechavin to what Rabbi Freifeld said that. That harofe l'shvuei levu mechabesh latzvul samone mispar l'kochav l'chulam shemos yikra. That to show each one by their name. Like every 10 years I say something original. I told you, every 10 years. Iksava Kabbalah on every page that's something original. Me, it's about every 10 years I say something original. But this is one of the original things that I did say. And it has to be that happened to be my shtick. It was my shtick before I knew this piece of Torah. But that's my shtick, calling each kid by its name. It's interesting, there's a principal in South Florida, Rabbi John Kroll. So he was 5 years in Boca with my brother. So he's now coming back up to SAR. He's leaving Boca. So he gave his graduation speech 2 nights ago. So he listed in his graduation speech 20 things that he learned from the kids. They learned from his experience there. And one of the 20, number 17, was call the kids by their Hebrew names. That's what he said, that it gives a kid a sense of status and stature, especially when you call by a Hebrew name. You can call them like Kevin or Kyle whatever they call the kids nowadays. Spencer, yeah, all the things we're calling them. But when you call them Yehuda Aryeh, when you call them Shimon David, it's a different vibe. The kid gets a different vibe. It's I mean something. The religion cares about me. God cares about me. I have a status. Have a status as a Jew. So it's interesting that he thought that way. So Baruch Shekivanti to John Kroll. Baruch Shekivanti to Dale Carnegie. Baruch Shekivanti to Rabbi Freifeld. So this is part of being a Jew, and this is part of counting. That's, I believe, also why we have this parasha of counting the Jewish people before Matan Torah. Because we're trying to communicate a message. Every Jew has a chelik in Torah. Every Jew has and a lot of times Jews feel like, what does the Yiddishkeit need me for? What does it need me? I don't have what to contribute. I'm not going to be the biggest rabbi. God needs my Vayidaber, my Hashem Moshe Lemar. God needs my one pasuk, my one Mishnah. God needs my one, my little service. God needs my little Torah. No, God needs your little Torah. That's, everybody has to feel that way. You have to be Samech B'chelka. We have to feel like we count. We have to feel like we matter in the crown, in the Ribbono Shel'olam's crown. That's counting. I always talk about counting. Okay, a little bit more along the same lines here in the Ksav HaKabbalah. Utzva'av ufkudehem. So where's this pasuk? Perek Beis. Okay, we finished Perek Aleph. Now go to Perek Beis. What does it say in Perek Beis? A lot of psukim just about counting. It's also a strange language. By the Rasha Moshe Bel Aaron, more than counts him again. Yishal diglobo sos yachanu v'achon kedem mizracha degel machane Yehuda utzva'o ufkudehem. Pasuk Dalet. Perek Beis pasuk utzva'o, and it's tzava ufkudehem, and the count. So what's utzva'o ufkudehem? Says the Ksav HaKabbalah. Venerally. Ki tzva'av ufekudav. This will be the last piece that we do. Utzva'av ufekudav. Ki tzva'av ufekudav heim shnei chalakim. Two halves. Pikudav heim anim nimi ben esim shana v'mal. Pikudav are the ones who are counted from 20 and up. Utzva'av heim shelo bo l'chlal minyan. They weren't in the counting of 20 and over. V'heim anshei beisav. Is that called hanashim, the women? Habanim, the sons that are under 20, v'habanos, and the daughters, shel hanimnin, of those that were counted. Ein safek, ki kol eila ha'yu nosim im shevet shalem. The women and children used to travel also together. They didn't have separate caravans for men and women. The women traveled together, bin so hamachanos. V'lo ha'yolahem gvul miyuchad nifrad la'atzmam. They didn't have a separate place where the people who weren't counted, the women and children, they didn't have the men walking one place and the women and children walking separately. No. Kakasuv, it hurt me like you said. Vayar Yisrael shokhe l'shvatav. Bilam saw the Jewish people encamped according to their tribes. Matovu o'alecha Yaakov. And Bilam praised the Jewish people and saw the beauty of the tents. Shera pischeh shlahayim u'chavadim zeh keneged zeh. that he saw the tents weren't open one to the other, that people could see into their neighbor's tents and look at their friend's wives. Every person had a special tent for his wife and for the people of his house. And if that's the way they encamped, they traveled the same way. The same tents that they camped in, those are the same tents that they traveled in. So there was one count for those who were 20 and over. Now, what does the word tsava mean? Here we get to your point, Barry, about tsava. Tsava the word tsava does not mean army. He said it doesn't mean army. It means people who are connected and attached. An army happens to be people who are connected and attached. They all belong to the same country. They all belong to the same unit. But the word tsava, in terms of its etymology, comes from the word tsav, like tsavsa. Tsavsa means a group, a chevra. Hey, that's what tsava really means, a chevra. Tzivos Hashem. Al-chel ha-yotzil mechama, ki gam be-leviyim, she'enam yotzil mechama, the Leviyim didn't fight, and they were also called tsava. Rak miyuchadim lavod ha-samidin, emaleim tsava, l'kaman dal gimel. Kol balat tsava, lasos melacha bo-omoy. The Leviyim were called kol balat tsava, las melacha. So what does tsava mean? He says tsava means a chevra. Aval shem tsava hunach, I'll call hischabrus anashim yachtav, lasos davar min advar. Tsava means the gathering together of a group with a unified purpose in order to accomplish a certain goal. That's the word tsava. So chel hayotze lemilchama, so a group that is going out to war is also called tsava, because they're also a group with a common purpose. With one gathering. So the group coming to work in the business, klomar, chevra. Tzava is a chevra. Ukfar dibarnu mizeh beparshas bo. Yud zayin, mem aleph. Bitzivos Hashem. Vigor shorish tzava, the shorish of the word tzava, shte osios, tzav. Umize shol tasholu la min hatzvasim. Pasuk in Rus, which we're going to read on Shavuos. Shol tasholu min hatzvasim. I think it was Naomi or Boaz telling Rus that she should gather from the sheaves, from the bundles. Tzvasim, a bundle, a chevra. Tzevet. I think it's in Israel, a group. It's a vav. I know. Mitzvasim. Vahu krach shibalim. But you'll see in a second, Herbie, because you have that also. You'll see in a minute. Vahu krach, a bundle of shibalim. Chibur shibalim nifradim. It is a bundle that attaches together the individual stalks. Umizeh l'raboseinu. Archa pa gemar in sukkah. I didn't look it up. Don't shoot me. Archon Rechika Fitzavsan Bisima. Litzavsa Baalma. Tzavsa there means for company, for a group. That it's a Gemara Pesachim. Tzavsa de Cheresh. Ima Bebarsa Mitztavsa. Al Hahishabros Bene Adam Yachad. Ayin Orach Tzav. Kain Kol Anche Besov. Ishto Ubanov Ubnosov. Hakruchim Akrav, his wife. And his sons and daughters who are attached to him, v'nitfalim imo, and they hung out with him. Achuzim udvukim elov, your family is that which is supposed to be attached to you. Nikra'u tzva'av, they're called your tzva'av. V'amar kasav kan b'chalechem nashvatim tzva'av u'pkodav lo'odienu, along the same lines that we said before. Shelo haya ish mehem nifrad v'nivdal me'anche beso. Not only did husbands not stray from wives, but there were no separation between kids, between families. They were all a chevra. The family was a unit. No families strayed from their family. Everybody stayed with their own family. Af b'derech masa asam v'lo haisa kan siba lios lechem mehem dato mutredes b'daiga b'imamed anshe beso. Unbelievable. Nobody worried about any child straying from the family. What was the secret? If only we knew, right? If only we knew, Barry. V'chein hizkir kan b'chol degel milas letzivo sam al kavana zu. V'chein hizkir kan b'chol degel milas letzivo sam al kavana zu. V'halamid yor al tziv kimilzam. Kamo hashlim al b'nei yisrael, tagamo im b'nei yisrael. V'chein es kol peshev v'chol katosam. V'tab letzivo sam hadegel hoya b'machen im atzove shakol echad v'chad. Maybe the secret is, Barry, I'll make a suggestion. Maybe the secret is that they were in the Midbar. So there was nothing to do anyway. There was nowhere to go. There was no
bars. No,
there was no bars, no, you know, materialism. No, no jealousy, right?
I grew up in Brooklyn during the 60s. The doors were open and everybody was watching you. And every mother on the block watched every kid like it was her own.
Yeah.
And that's what they used to do.
Could be. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So they all needed each other, right? They needed each other. So I guess in closing, I just want to stress that. I think I heard in the name of Rav Moshe Weinberger last week, somebody said over to me that the reason we read Parshas Bamidbar, right? He was in Israel last Shabbos. In Israel, they read Bamidbar last Shabbos. Mm-hmm. This week, they're reading Bamidbar here. So the rabbi, whole group.
We made our own minyan, Lane B'chukosai.
Right. Oh, yeah, you had your own minyan also. Okay, so. So, but I think he said that the reason they read Bamidbar before Shavuos is a person has to make himself like a Midbar before accepting the Torah. That you have to realize that we have nothing. Without the Torah, we have nothing. We have to feel that our life is barren, that our life is like a Midbar. Right? That's Vayachnu Bamidbar. That's why the Torah was given in a Midbar. Why was the Torah given in a desert? You would think the Torah should be given in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and Harabayis. That's what you should give. No. The Torah is given in a Midbar because a person has to make himself like a Midbar. Only a person who feels desolate and empty without Torah and really feels like he needs Torah in his life, only such a person will be zochet the Torah. That's why the Pasuk says, Yahiv chachma l'chakimin, uvalev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. It's a strange Pasuk. Hashem says, I only give wisdom to somebody who has wisdom. Well, if you only give wisdom to somebody who has wisdom, how do you get wisdom in the first place? Hashem only gives wisdom, you have wisdom. So there's a medrash that seems to imply that what it means is that, what do you mean, Hashem only gives wisdom to he who has wisdom? He who has an appreciation for wisdom. Even if you don't actually have it, but you want it, you deserve it, you know you're a Midbar. You know your life is a Midbar without it. Such a person who doesn't have arrogance, who doesn't have gaiva, who's not full of himself, who realizes that he values Hashem's chachma, he values the Torah's chachma, he doesn't think that he already has everything before he has it. He values it, he wants it, he cares about it. Such a person, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will merit to give to Chachma. So anyway, our time is up. Bez Hashem, we should all have a great Shabbos. This year we're Zocha to accept the Torah. Straight coming out of Shabbos. We go straight out of a Shabbos, so we have a Shabbos to get that connection and feel that when we stay up learning on Shavuos night, for those of us who have that custom, so we stay up learning on Shavuos night. Like people who are in love do crazy, crazy things. That's what somebody quoted. Why do we stay up all night Shavuos light night? Because when you're in love, you do crazy things. You stay up all night, anticipating the morning when Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah. It should be a great Kabbalah Satorah for each one of us. We should realize that our life's like a midbar. We should realize the value of our families. Hashem should bless each one of our families with closeness and connection so that the Shechina can rest in each one of our families, and hopefully we'll be zochet to experience it together in Eretz Yisrael. Amen. But if not, each one of our families should have a beautiful Shabbos, a great Shabbos, and a wonderful Yom Tov. Have a good one. Next week. See you next week.